upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This is going to be a two-part episode today. First part, we're going to talk about celebrating your accomplishments and really basking in the gratitude of living in your answered prayers. I think many of us spend far too much time, you know, talking about myself, spend far too much time thinking about what's next, what can I improve, where am I, what can I do, blah, 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 and not spending enough time really being appreciative of all that we've done. So if you listen to my New Year's resolution podcast last year, some of these things are going to be a little bit repetitive, but we do have some new things this year. So first, for basking in the gratitude of all that you've accomplished, I want you to write down 50 things, 50, 50 things that you did this year, no matter how big, no matter how small, whether it was trying a new restaurant or publishing a book or getting a master's degree or whatever it is. I want you to write down 50 things, and I want you to sit with that for a few things. Today is December 19th. I want you to, for the next 2 days until the winter solstice, I want you, is that 2 days or 3 days? Yeah, 2 days. So today and tomorrow, I want you to just bask, or until Christmas, whatever it may be, I want you to just bask in all that you have accomplished this year. Really sit with it. Feel grateful for it. And I want you to like treat yourself. Like, I want you to go get your favorite ice cream or get your favorite like little treat yourself meal. Maybe get a new lip gloss from Sephora, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. I want you to do a treat yourself moment and really be appreciative of everything that you have accomplished this year. Because gratitude is the key to success. The very first episode on my podcast ever was all about gratitude. And gratitude is the door that opens everything else that you want and more. And even when that gratitude feels forced, it still has a positive effect on your mindset. It's kind of like when you smile, even if you don't feel happy, it kind of like makes you feel happy, right? It's like that thing. It's the same thing with gratitude. So I want you to feel grateful. I want you to write down everything that you have accomplished and bask in all of your accomplishments for the year. Now sit with it for the next few days and come back to this episode when you've done that. Do, 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 do. Boom. Okay. So if you're coming back to this episode a few days after writing down everything that you have accomplished, we're going to talk about two things now. We're going to talk about the 13 wishes, and then we're going to talk about setting up your vision boarding and goals for next year. So the first one is kind of a fun one. I saw this on TikTok from a few different creators, and it's like, I think they call it like the 12 magical nights. But basically how it works is you write down on little pieces of paper 13 wishes you have for the new year. And you put them in a jar, and from either the winter solstice or Christmas Day for the next 12, and you do 13, and I'm not saying this wrong, you write down 13 wishes, 13 wishes. But from either the winter solstice on December 21st or Christmas Day, you are going to take one of those wishes out of the jar for the next 12 nights. You're not going to read it. You're going to immediately burn it, or I saw some people bury it in the ground, whatever you're most comfortable with. And on that 13th day, you read that last wish, and that is the wish that you need to take action towards to complete for the new year. And basically the idea is that if you like take action towards the wish that is the last one in the jar, the universe will grant your other wishes because it sees you trying. So I really love this. I had never heard of this before. So I am going to do this. I'm going to start on the winter solstice because that will have it end. It'll have you burn your last wish on January 1st and then read the wish that you're supposed to work towards on January 2nd. So I'm going to start on this winter solstice. I know many people who are starting on Christmas, whatever, floats your boat. I'm kind of like a solstice girly. I'm an equinox solstice girly. So I'm going to start on the winter solstice. But I just really love the idea. So that's kind of like the woo-woo in me. That's kind of like the woo-woo part. Now let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Okay, so we're back at it again with our vision boarding and our setting up our goals for the new year. What I like to do is I have what I did this year is that I had three priorities, which were like I called my focuses. And then within each of those priorities, I had different strategies on there. This year, because I have so much going on, I'm listing it out by kind of these different areas of my life. So I have fitness, Ingest We Trust, my writer's group, my personal writing journey, and then I have for fun. And within those, I have different goals. So what I did this year for 2025 is I had one goal. So I had my three priorities, but my three priorities were one goal, and all of my strategies laddered up into that. So priority one was lose X amount of weight, and all of my strategies laddered into that. But now for 2026, I have fitness as a category, and then I have goal one, lose X amount of weight, and then I kind of need to figure out like my other goals, like probably meal plan stuff and whatever. Ingest We Trust as another category. I have goal number one as I want to hit a certain amount of subscribers on Apple Podcasts next year. And then goal number two is like get more involved in like networking and like within the podcasting community. So I've set it up a little bit differently where I'm like, okay, here are the categories of my life that I think need the most attention for next year. What are my goals within those? And then what are the strategies to achieve those goals? So it's just a little bit more involved than what I did for 2025, where it was like basically I had three goals. So now it's like I have five categories, and within those categories, I have different goals. And then within those goals, I have different strategies to achieve those goals. So if you didn't listen to the podcast from last year, basically when we say strategies, it is how can you, what are actionable items, actionable steps, and like check off items that you can do to achieve that goal. So within fitness as a category, I have the goal of lose X amount of pounds. Strategy one, minimum 10K steps a day. Strategy two, reduce caloric intake, right? This is nothing novel. Like these are the basics, right? Strategy three, tennis 6 times a month. Strategy four, grow with Joe workouts 3 to 4 times a week. So this is nothing super novel, but it's just like instead of just saying, okay, I want to lose this amount of weight, or if even if you're even more vague, where you're like, I want to be healthier this year, being really specific with your goal and being really specific with your strategies. If you want to go above and beyond, I also like to schedule things out. So a few episodes ago, I talked about how I was feeling overwhelmed and I started scheduling out like everything that I needed to focus on for December, which included my workouts. Let's do that for your New Year's resolutions. Again, take it week by week, take it day by day. You're going to go for your walk at 8 a.m. You're going to do your Grow with Joe workout at 6:30 p.m. Just having that on your calendar makes you a little bit more likely that you're actually going to get it done. All right. So those are so my yeah, so I those are my five kind of categories for the year. I think I'm good with those. This is like the first year I'm not going to have any financial stuff on here because I have just streamlined it so well that I don't like everything is already set up. Like my investment strategy is set up, my like all my like automatic funds for travel and all my other stuff, that's already all set up. So I'm feeling really good about that, which is great. I think I've spent a lot of years to get to this point where my financial health is like super automated and just like really in a good spot. Some other examples of what you might put on here, overall wellness, maybe mental health, like if you want to start going to therapy, if you want to start meditating. Again, those are kind of areas that I feel like I've kind of have gotten down to a T. I'm like on a almost 2 year meditation streak. So I feel really good about certain kind of aspects of like my routine already. Professional career, that could be something you put on here. Romance, relationships, that can be something you put on here. Maybe it's like go on more fun dates next year. Maybe you start going to speed dating events. Maybe it's even just like growing more within the relationship that you currently have. What are some strategies that you can put behind that? Like plan more date nights or do new activities together at least once a week to spice up the relationship, whatever it may be. So that's how I kind of plan out my like notes app goals. I also am a big fan of like check boxes, so I'm always like checking things off. Especially within my for fun category, I put a lot of like numerical like tick boxes, like read 5 books, which I know is such a low amount, don't hate me. Volunteer 15 hours, like so it's like I can check those off, and I like to keep a tally of when I do them. So I like write what books I read, I'll write down my volunteer hours just to have everything really neat and organized. And then vision boarding. So the fun part of vision boarding, I do the same thing. I've done the same thing for a few years now, and I really love it. So I take those different focuses and categories, and I expand it. This is where you can be a little bit more vague and high level. So for my 2025 vision board, what I did was I do how I set it up, I do focus, intention, affirmation, and then symbolism. And what that looks like on a vision board is I have like a big collage of 8 areas, and within each of those 8 squares, I have a 6-image collage. So, focus one for 2025 was healthy eating habits. The intention was I will be more conscious of the foods I'm eating, as well as make more meals at home. The affirmation was eat better, feel better. And the symbolism, so these are the images that I'm putting on the vision board, are farmers market veggies and fruits. So this can shift and change depending on what your goal is. You can have less, you can have more. I might include a photo of my vision board in the show notes. You can get like a really, or you know what, I'll put like a link on because I make these on Canva. I'll put the link to the Canva, my Canva vision board, so you can get like make your own and you can clone it. I also like repeat and use a lot of stuff over and over again. Like eat better, feel better has been on there, I think, for like 2 to 3 years at this point. So I love doing my vision board this way. I have it, I'm looking at it right now. I have it right in front of my bed. And yeah, another example of one of my focuses for this year, focus number 7, personal development. Intention, I will up my tennis sessions. I will read 5 books. I will volunteer 15 hours. Affirmation, I take the time to improve myself and the lives of others. Symbolism, books, hobbies, volunteering, tennis. I did not up my tennis sessions this year, but we will work on that for next year. I was busy. I'm sorry, I was busy. So, yeah, so that's how I do my vision board. So, I have been doing this for a few years now. I am a big fan of vision boarding. I make like multiple vision boards every year. I actually have 3 vision boards in my house right now. So I have this is like my main vision board, and then I have a vision board in my bathroom that is just inspirational quotes. And then I have a vision board in my kitchen, which is one that I made at actually an event from my tennis club where we were actually cutting out of magazines and stuff. So it's just everywhere. It's just everywhere. So those visualizations are so great and they really do work. One of my favorite stories about vision boarding is the vision board I made in like 20, like at the end of 2021, like right when I was moving to LA. I had a plus size model on there because it was like this campaign that was like a lot like body neutrality or what something. Like it was like, you know, whatever. And I had this model on there and I actually ended up becoming friends with her. And it was so crazy. Like we actually met on Bumble BFF and then we hung out a few times. And it was like so crazy. Like that was like probably the craziest example of one of my my vision boarding moments. So I'm excited to work on my vision board this year. I haven't laid out the 8 focuses that I will do for this year. I think it'll probably be a lot of the same stuff. I think I might have more about like fun in there. Like I want to have more fun this year. This is going to be like July 2026 to July 2027 is going to be the last year of my 20s. I turned 29 in 2026. I'm not a big fan of like thinking your life is over at 30 by any means, but I do just really want to take advantage of the fact that I am single, I have no kids, I have money to like do the things I want to do. So I just want to have more fun next year. Like I'm already planning to go to London in October. I'm already planning to go to Cabo for Thanksgiving next year. I want to go to an international music festival next year. I have 3 weddings next year. I'm going to Turkey in January. So I just want to have fun. I also like in LA, I want to like party more. I want to be out there more. I want to like have just like fun, like romantic stuff too. I just want to like, my friends who know me know that like for a minute there, I was very much so like, I need to meet my soulmate. Like I was like one and done. Like I need to meet my soulmate, mostly because this tarot reader said some stuff. But anywho, I was like, I need to meet my soulmate. Yada, yada, yada. Like I was like very like strict about like dating and like intentions. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't even want a boyfriend. Like I don't even need, like, I don't need a soulmate. I don't need a husband. I don't need a boyfriend. I just want to go on some fun dates. Like I just want to be flirty and fun next year. Like that is one of the things that I'm going to put on my vision board. Like I just want to be like romantic and flirty next year. Money stuff I'm feeling good about, like we already talked about, I feel like I've kind of set that up. Of course, you know, we'll always ask for more abundance while being grateful for what we have. Physical health will definitely be a big one next year. Like I feel like I got into a really good groove at the end of this year. I really locked in like August, and you know, one of the things I'm like appreciative, like trying to be grateful for and appreciative of myself for, I have lost 15 pounds and people are like making comments in a good way. Like they're noticing. So I found my groove. I found what is working and I want to just like continue to do that next year. Personal development will always be one, you know, volunteering will always be one, doing more tennis, all that fun stuff. I also had one that I had on here that was fun. Focus number 5 for me this year was wellness/luxury. Intention, I will be treated to luxury by myself and others. Affirmation, I'm spoiled and pampered wherever I go. Symbolism, first class, fancy aesthetic, spa. I think that'll be one that I continue to kind of, you know, remix a little bit, but continue to kind of affirm and believe in for the upcoming year. But yeah, so that's how I do my vision board. I will link the Canva in the show notes. And recapping, step number 1, be grateful for everything that you've accomplished. Write down those 50 things. No matter how big, no matter how small or in between. 2 for the woo-woo girls, if you're interested, 13 wishes, 12 nights of magic starting either on the winter solstice or on Christmas Day. That 13th wish is the one that you read and the one that you're going to try to work towards accomplishing for the new year. And then lastly, working on setting goals for 2026. We are going to list out our categories. Then within those categories, we're going to have our goals. Within those goals, we are going to have our strategies to achieve those goals. And then for our vision board part, where we get to have fun and play with fun photos, you're going to list out your focuses, your intention, your affirmation, and then your symbolism. So what photos you're going to use. And when I link the Canva, it'll be really clear about what this should look like and how you do this. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a really beautiful and abundant and relaxing holiday season. This will be the last episode of the year for In Jess We Trust. And I'm so grateful for you all. And yeah, just all the feedback, every message you guys have sent, any feedback you guys give me, I'm so grateful. And anybody who listens to the show, I love you. And excited for what 2026 will bring. And I hope you have the best time working on your goals for the new year. So that is it for me. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jess Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.